Revi, Vayelech Bilam in Balak, and Bilam went together with Balak, Vayavoyu, and they both came Kiryas Chutzos to a place called Kiryas Chutzos. And Rashi tells us why Balak took Bilam to Kiryas Chutzos. Because Kiryas Chutzos means the city of plazas. Balak took Bilam over here because it was a city full of marketplaces, men, women, and children standing in the plazas, standing in the streets. And Balak told Bilam, look what this nation, Klal Yisrael, wants to uproot. Such a big city, such a big plaza with so many men, women, and children. So after Balak showed Bilam the metropolis of Moav, he then showed him Kiryas Chutzos. Vayizbak Balak Bokar Vatzoin, and Balak slaughtered one bokar, one head of a cattle, Vatzoin, and one sheep. Vayishalach leBilam, and he sent it to Bilam, Vlasar Mashar Itoi, and to the ministers that were with him. He was very cheap with Bilam, and he only sent him one bokar and one tzoin. Vayihiva boiker, and it was in the morning. Vayikach Balak es Bilam, and Balak took Bilam, Vayalehu bamois Baal, and he took him to the heights of Baal. He took him to the area where the Avodah Zarah Baal was, and he figured from there the klala would be chal on Klal Yisrael. The klala would take effect on Klal Yisrael. Vayara misham kitzei ha'om, and from there he saw the whole nation, mikotza el hakotza, from one end until the other end. And although the simple meaning of kitzei ha'om would be that he saw part of the nation, that would not make sense over here, because further on in Pasuk Yud Gimel, after Bilam's first attempt to curse Klal Yisrael failed, Balak said, let us try something else. Let us go to a place where we do not see the whole nation, but rather we only see part of them. Efes kotzeu sira. And maybe if we only see part of the nation, the klala will be chal from there. So we see that it is first further that he tries to curse only part of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the Medrash Lekach Toiv and also the Daz Akeinim Mibalei HaTosis both learn that when the Pasuk says over here, Vayar Misham Ketzei Ha'om, it means that he saw from there the whole nation, Mikotze El HaKotze, from one end to the other. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Lamates, Kiryas Chutzos, he brought him to Kiryas Chutzos, the city of plazas, Ir Malei Shvokim, a city full of marketplaces, Anoshim V'noshim V'taf B'chutzoy Seho, men, women, and children standing in its plazas. Loimar, Balak showed Bilam this place to tell him, Re'ei v'rachem, see and have mercy, shelo yaku elu, that these people should not become uprooted, that Klal Yisrael should not destroy these anoshim, noshim, v'taf. And l'chayra, this Rashi seems to contradict the Rashi in Parshas Matos, Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Beis, which we mentioned earlier. Rashi says over there that the people of Moav were not afraid that Klal Yisrael would attack them, because they knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Klal Yisrael should not attack Moav. They were only afraid shelo yiyu shoyle lemoisam, that they should not take away their money. However, from this Rashi, it seems to be mashma that Balak is telling Bilam that Klal Yisrael will destroy the anoshim, noshim v'taf that are in the plazas. So we see that he was worried that Klal Yisrael would actually kill them. Unless we say that the pshat in this Rashi is that Balak really was not worried. However, he just said this to Bilam in order to convince him to curse Klal Yisrael. Because if Bilam will hear that Klal Yisrael was about to destroy all the anoshim, noshim v'taf, then he would be more prone to curse Klal Yisrael with a more intense klala. That is why Balak said this to Bilam, although it was not true, and it really was not a fear that he had. Zokt Rashi Bokar Vatzoin, Davar Mut, he only offered Bilam a very small amount. Bokar Echod, one head of a cattle, Vatzoin Echod Blavad, and only one sheep. And the Mefarshim ask, where does Rashi see from the words Bokar Vatzoin that it was only one Bokar and one Tzoin? We actually see that Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach says just the opposite. Because when Yaakov said, Vayihi li shor v'chamor, I have a shor and a chamor, Rashi says it does not mean one shor and one chamor, but rather this is the derech hamikra, this is the way that the pasuk speaks, al shorim harbe, when it wants to say many oxen, it says shor, and when it wants to say many chamorim, it says chamor. So too over here, when the pasuk says, vayizbak balak bokar v'tzoin, how does Rashi know that it was one bokar and one tzoin? Maybe it was many bokar and many tzoin. And the Maskil of David and other Mefarshei Rashi answer that typically when the Pasuk wants to say sheep and bokar, it says the sheep first and then the cattle. like it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Shemos, when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, Vitzoin uvokor mikne koved ma'oid. Tzoin first, and then bokor. Because the Pasuk speaks in a lashon of loizu afsu, not only this, but even this. Not only sheep, but even bokor. So why over here does it say bokor first and then tzoin? That was Rashi's diuk. And therefore he learns that when the Pasuk says Vayizbach Bolok Bokor, that Bolok slaughtered Bokor, it means only one head of a cattle. And when that was not enough, Vatzoin, he added one sheep. Zokt Rashi Bomois Baal, Bolok took Bilam to Bomois Baal. Kitagumai, like Targum says, L'ramas Dachalte, to the heights where his God was. Shem Avoydezara, Baal was the name of the Avoydezara. And the Pasuk continues, while they were in Bomois Baal, Vayomer Bilam el Bolok, and Bilam said to Bolok, B'neili vozeh shiva mizbechois, build for me over here 7 mizbechois, v'hochen li vozeh, and prepare for me over here shiva farim v'shiva elim, 7 bulls and 7 rams. Vayas Bolok ka'ashra diber Bilam, and Bolok did like Bilam said. Vayal Bolok u'Bilam parva ayel b'mizbeach, and Bolok together with Bilam brought up a bull and a ram on each of the 7 mizbechois. Vayomer Bilam leBolok, and Bilam said to Bolok, Hisyatev al oilosecha, you should stand here by your burnt offering. Ve'elecha, and I will go. Ulai, maybe yikarei Hashem likrosi, Hashem will happen upon me. Typically, Hashem does not appear to me during the day, but maybe this time He will appear to me during the day. Udvar mayareni, and the word what He shows me, v'higadeti loch, I will tell you. Vayelech shefi, and Bilam went alone. Vayikar elekim el Bilam, and Hashem happened upon Bilam. And Rashi tells us that the word Vayikar over here has two meanings. One meaning is that it comes from the Lashon of Mikre, by chance. He chanced upon Bilam. Unlike the way he appears to Moshe Rabbeinu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu first calls Moshe, 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 and then Moshe says, Hineni. Bilam's Nevuah was not like that. Hashem just chanced upon Bilam without calling him beforehand. The second meaning of Vayikar is a Lashon of Keri, a Lashon of Tumah and seminal emission. Hashem appears to Bilam with hesitancy and shame, as if there was Tumah and Keri over there. So Hashem appeared to Bilam, Vayomer Elov, and Bilam said to Hashem, Es Shivas HaMizbechois Arachti, the 7 Mizbechois I have prepared, Vo'al Por Va'al BaMizbeach, and I brought up a bull and a ram on each of the 7 Mizbechois. And Rashi is bothered, why did Bilam say, Es Shivas HaMizbechois Arachti, the 7 Mizbechois I have prepared? Why didn't Bilam just say, Shiva Mizbechois Arachti, 7 Mizbechois I have prepared? Why the extra hay? And Rashi explains that Bilam told Hashem that I have built 7 Mizbechois equal to all the Mizbechois that the Avos built. Because Avram built 4, Yitzchak built 1, and Yaakov built 2. So I now have built 7 corresponding to the 7 that the Avos built. That's why he said, Es Shivas HaMizbechois, the 7 Mizbechois corresponding to the 7 of the Avos. And he also said that Avram only brought 1 aisle, 1 ram on the Mizbeach, and I am now bringing a bull and a aisle on each of the 7 Mizbechois. Vayosem Hashem dover b'fi Bilam, and Hashem put word in the mouth of Bilam. Vayomer, and he said, Shuv el Bolok v'choy sedaber, return to Bolok, and so you shall say. Vayoshev Elov, and Bilam returned to Bolok, v'hine nitzov al alosoi, and Bolok was still standing there by his burnt offering, hu v'chol sarei Moav, he together with all the officers of Moav. Vayisa, and Bilam raised his voice, misholoi, to say his mashal, vayomar, and he said, min aram from aram yancheni Bolok melech Moav, Bolok the king of Moav led me. He took me out of my country Aram, mehare kedem, from the mountains of the east. And he said to me, Lecha, come, orally Yaakov, and curse for me Yaakov, ulecha, and come, Zoyamo Yisrael, and bring anger upon Klal Yisrael. He told me to use both names, the name of Yaakov and the name of Yisrael, because maybe one of them was not the authentic name, and the Klala will not be Chal. So therefore he told me to curse them with both names, the name of Yaakov and the name of Yisrael. And Bilam said, Mo Ekoiv, how can I curse Klal Yisrael? Lo Kabay Keil, Hashem has not wanted them to be cursed. Umo Ezoim, and how can I be angry at them? Lo Zoam Hashem, Hashem has not been angry at them. And Rashi explains, Mo Ekoiv Lo Kabay Keil, how can I curse them? Hashem does not want them to be cursed. Because even at times that they should have been cursed, they were not cursed. For example, we see by Yaakov, when he was angry at Shimon and Levi, who killed the whole city of Shechem, He did not curse Shimon and Levi, but rather he only cursed their anger, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Vayechi, Arur Apom, cursed is their anger. And also when Yaakov took the brachas away from Esav, and Yitzchak should have cursed Yaakov, however, Yitzchak said, Gam Baruch Yeh, you should also be blessed. And so too we find by Har Grizim and Har Evil, where half of the Shvatim stood on one mountain, and the other half stood on the other mountain, and the Levium faced one mountain and gave Klal Yisrael a bracha. And it says over there, Eile, these Shvatim Yamdu Levarech Esa'am, should stand on this mountain to bench Klal Yisrael. However, by the second mountain, it does not say, Ve'elu Yamdu Lekalel Esa'am, these should stand over there to curse the nation. It says, Ve'elu Yamdu Al HaKlolo, it does not want to use the words Lekalel Esa'am. So we see that even at times that they should have been cursed, we find that Yaakov did not use a Lashon of Klola, Yitzchak did not use a Lashon of Klola, and the Pasuk, further in Sefer Devarim, does not use a Lashon of Lekalel Esa'am. And that's what it means, Loikaboy Kael, we see that Hashem does not want them to be cursed, even at times that they should have been cursed. And Rashi continues by explaining, Mo'ezoim Loizoam Hashem, how can I be angry at them? Hashem has not been angry at them. Bilam said, my whole power is to know the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and at that time I can stick in a klala. However, all this time that I have been with you, Hashem has not been angry at Klal Yisrael. Mo'ezoim, how can I be angry and how can I put in my klala, lo'izoam Hashem, if Hashem did not get angry all this time? And Bilam continued and said, Ki Meroish, I look back at the origin of Klal Yisrael, and Surim Erenu, I see they are fortified with rocks, referring to the Avos, Umigvois Ashurenu, and I see that they have the hills, the Imois, so they have a very strong foundation. Hen Om Levodo Yishkoin, behold, they are a nation that lives and dwells alone, Uvagoyim Lo Yischashov, and they will not be counted among the nations. And Rashi tells us Tupshatim in Hen Om Levodo Yishkoin, Uvagoyim Lo Yischashov. Rashi's first pshat is Hen Om Levodo Yishkoin, behold, this is a nation that will dwell alone in the future. They will be the only ones to inherit the world, la'asid lavoi, uvagoyim lo yischashov, and they will not be counted among the nations that will be destroyed in the future. Rashi's second shot is, hen om levodo yishkoin, Klal Yisrael will dwell alone, which means when Klal Yisrael will be besimcha and have it good, the goyim will not take part in their simcha, they will dwell alone. However, uvagoyim, when the goyim have it good, Klal Yisrael will take part in their simcha, but lo yischashav, it will not be counted and will not be deducted from their schusim, from their merits. And Bilam continued, Mimona afar Yaakov, umisvar es roiva Yisrael. And Rashi over here also tells us two pshatim in these words. The first pshat of Rashi is, Mimona afar Yaakov, Bilam said, who can count the children of Yaakov, who are destined to be as many as the afar, as many as the sand, umisbar, and who can know the number, as roiva Yisrael, of even one of the four camps of Klal Yisrael. Rashi's second shot is, mimona afar Yaakov, who can count the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael do ba'afar with dust. They do so many mitzvahs ba'afar. For example, they do not plow b'shor v'chamor yachtov with an ox and a donkey together. They do not plant a mixture of seeds. They do not plant klayim. The afar, the ashes of the para aduma, and the afar, the dust of the karka ha-mishkan, of the floor of the mishkan, that was placed into the water of the soita. They do so many mitzvahs ba'afar with the dust of the ground. U'mispar es roiva Yisrael, who can know the number of the offspring that comes out from roiva Yisrael, which means revi'oi seyen shel Yisrael, the matings of Klal Yisrael. Tamois nafshi mois yisharim, let my soul die a death of the upright among them, the upright of Klal Yisrael. U'sihi acharisi kamayu, and let my end be like them. Vayomer Balak el Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, Me'os sisoli, what did you do to me? Lokoiv oyevai lekachticha, I have taken you to curse my enemy. Vihine berachta vorech, and behold, you have blessed them. Vayan vayomar, and Bilam answered and said, Haloi esa shayosam Hashem befi, what Hashem places in my mouth, oisoi eshmor ledaber, this is what I have to be careful to say. Zokt Rashi posuk gimel, Ula yikora Hashem lekrosi, maybe Hashem will happen toward me. It is not usual for him to speak to me during the day. That is why Bilam said, Ulai, maybe he will appear to me, because it is not typical for him to appear to me by Yoim. Vayelech Shefi, Kitagumai, like Targum says, Yechidi, he went alone. Lashon Shufi Vishoket, it is an expression of stillness and quietness. because a person who goes alone only has with him quietness. That's why Vayelech Shefi means he went with quietness. He went alone. So Rashi Vayikar, Lashon Arai, it is a Lashon of by chance. According to this meaning, it comes from the word Mikra. And then Rashi says it is also Lashon Genai, a Lashon of shame, Lashon Tumas Keri, a Lashon of the Tumah of Keri, Kiloimar, and the Pasuk means to say, Bekoshi Ubebizoyan, that Hashem appears to Bilam with hesitancy and with shame. According to this meaning, Vayikar means a Lashon of Keri, a Lashon of the Tumah of a seminal emission. And Hashem only appeared to Bilam now during the day because he wanted to show his love for Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi es shivas ha mizbechos. Shiva mizbechos arachti enksiv kan. It does not say shiva mizbechos without a hey. Elo es shivas ha mizbechos. It says it ha mizbechos with a hey. Omar lefonov, Bilam said before Hashem, avoiseim shel elu bonu lefonecho shiva mizbechos. Their fathers, the avois, built before you seven mizbechos. Va'ani arachti keneged kulam. And I have prepared seven mizbechos corresponding to all of them. Avram bono arbo. Avram built four, as it says in Sefer Bereishis, Vayivin shom mizbech l'Hashem hanira elov, and Avram built a mizbech to Hashem who appeared to him. And the second time it says, Vayatik mishom ahoro, and he moved his tent from there and built a second mizbech. And then it says, Vayehal Avram, and Avram pitched his tent and built a third mizbech. Ve'echad b'hara Maria, and one was on Hara Maria by the Akedah, that is where he built the fourth mizbech. The Yitzchak bono echad, and Yitzchak built one, like the pasuk says, Vayiven shom mizbeach, and Yitzchak built over there a mizbeach, Vayichu shom avde Yitzchak be'er, and the servants of Yitzchak dug over there a be'er. The Yaakov bono shtayim, and Yaakov built two mizbeachos, echad b'shchem ve'echad b'beisel, one in the city of Shchem and one in the city of Beisel. Vo'al por va'ail b'mizbeach, and I am bringing a bull and a ram on each of the seven mizbechos, ve'avrom lo helo elo ayel echod, and Avram only brought up one ram on his mizbeach. Zok Rashi, orali Yaakov ulecho zoyam Yisrael, b'shnei shemoisehem omar li lekalalom. Balak told me to curse them with both names, Yaakov and Yisrael. Shema echad mehem enoy muvok, maybe one of them was not their main name, maybe one of them was not authentic. Zok Rashi, mo ekoiv, how can I curse them, lekaboy keil? Hashem does not want them to be cursed. Kishehoyu ru'im liskalel, even when they were fit to be cursed, lo niskalu, they were not cursed. Like we see, kishehizkir avim es avoinom, when Yaakov, their father, mentions their avera, referring to the avera of Shimon and Levi destroying the city of Shechem, it says over there, ki ba'apam horgoish, with their anger, Shimon and Levi destroyed each and every person in Shechem. Lekilel elo apam, Yaakov still only cursed their anger. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Aru apam, cursed is their anger. So we see that Yaakov did not want to curse them. And also, kishenichnas aviyem b'mirma etzel aviv, when Yaakov, their father, entered before his father Yitzchak with chachma to take the brachos away from Esav, hayaro'i liskalel, Yaakov was fit to be cursed. Manema shom, however, what does it say over there? Gambor chiyah, Yitzchak says that Yaakov should be benched. So we see over there also, even though he was fit to be cursed, still he was benched. B'mevarchim nemar, and also by the ones who stood on the mountain to bench Klal Yisrael, it says, Eile yamdu levarech esa'om. These shvatim should stand on the mountain, and the Levium will face these shvatim when benching Klal Yisrael. B'mekalim le nemar, ve'eile yamdu lekalel esa'om. By the Makalim, the shvatim who stood on the other mountain, and the Levium faced them when they gave them a klolo. It does not say, ve'eile yamdu lekalel esa'om. These stood to curse the nation. Ela ala klolo. It says ve'ela yamdu ala klolo. Lo rotzo lahaskir aleim shem klolo. The Torah does not want to mention concerning them a shem klolo. And therefore it does not say ve'ela yamdu lekalel esa'om, but rather ve'ela yamdu al haklolo. So we see that Yaakov, Yitzchak, and also the Torah avoids mentioning a klolo concerning Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi loizom Hashem. Ani ein koichi, my whole power is Eloshani Yodea Lechavin Hashoah Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Koyes Bo. I can determine the time that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. V'hu lo koas kol hayom ma'lolu shebosi alecha. He did not get angry at Klal Yisrael all this time from the time that I came to you. V'zehu shenemar, and this is what the pasuk says in Micha. Ami, my nation, zecherna, remember my yo'atz, what Balak's advice was to Bilam. Uma'ono oisa Bilam, and what Bilam answered Balak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry at Klal Yisrael all this time. L'ma'an das tzidkos Hashem, in order that you should know the generosity of Hashem. Zakrashi ki meroish surim erenu, ani mistakel bereish sisam. I look at their beginning, uvetchilas choroshehem, and at the beginning of their roots, v'ani roya oisam miusodim v'chazokim, and I see them grounded and strong, kitzurim ugevois halalu, like these rocks and these hills, ayde ovois v'imois, through their ovois and through their imois. So the ovois are called the tzurim, and the imois are called the gevois, the hills. And we find two other Rashis where Rashi mentions that the imois are called gevois, hills. The ayin in Rashi, Parshas Vayechi, Perek Memtes, Pasuk Chavov, on the Pasuk Ad Ta'avas Givas Olam, and also in Parshas Nosoi, Perek He, Pasuk Tesvov, on the Pasuk V'layiten Oleho Levoina, where over there Rashi quotes El Givas HaLevoina, the word Givas, referring to the Imois. Zok Rashi, Hein Om Levodod Yishkoin, behold, they are a nation that dwells alone. Hu Asher Zachalu Avoisov, this is what their fathers have merited, Lishkoin Bodod, that Klal Yisrael should live alone, Kitagumai, like Targum says, which means that they will inherit the world alone. Uvagoyim lo yischashov, Kitagumai, like Targum says, lo yiu nasim kola im shar ha'umois oivdei gilulim. They will not be destroyed with the rest of the goyim. They will not be counted with the destruction of the goyim. Shenema, like the pasuk says, ki e'ese kola b'chol ha'goyim, because I will destroy all the nations. Einon nimnin im ashar. They are not counted with the rest of the goyim. Davar acher, another pshatim Rashi, kishehein tzimeichin, when Klal Yisrael are happy, ein umas smecha imoem. No other nation will take part in their simcha. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Hashem bodod yanchenu. Hashem will lead them alone. And here too, hen om levodod yishkoin. Behold, they are a nation that will dwell alone, and no goyim will take part in their simcha. However, ukisheu umais ha'olam b'tayva, when the goyim are having it good, heim oichlim im kol echad ve'echad, they too will partake in each and every nation's simcha. Vein oilu lehem min achesbin, and it will not count as part of their calculation. It will not be deducted from their schusim. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk means, uva goyim, when they take part in the goyim simcha, lo yischashov, this will not be counted as part of their schusim. Zok Rashi, mimono afar Yaakov, kitagumai, this should be understood like Targum explains it. Mimon afar Yaakov, who can count the afar Yaakov, dat kaya de beis Yaakov, the children of Klal Yisrael, who will be as numerous as the sand. And also, umispar is roiva Yisrael, the number of roiva, zok Targum me arba mashrise, one of the four camps of Klal Yisrael. Arba de golem, one of the four de golem. Who can count even one of the four de golem of Klal Yisrael? Davar acher afar Yaakov, a second shot in afar Yaakov, ein chesben b'mitzvoy shehem mekayimin ba'ofer. There is no calculation and no number to the mitzvahs that they are mekayim with the dust of the earth. Like we see in Sefer Dvarim, v'sacharois b'shor uvachamor, there is a mitzvah not to plow with an ox and a donkey. That has to do with the earth. V'sizra kilayim, do not plant your seeds in the ground, kilayim, a mixture of seeds. And also we have the mitzvah of Efer Parah, the ashes of the Parah Aduma. And also Afar Saita, the dirt of the Karka HaMishkan, which was placed into the water of the Saita. Ukiyotze Behem, and many other mitzvahs that we find that have to do with the soil. Mimona Afar Yaakov, who can count the mitzvahs that they do with the soil? And the Mefarshim asks, what do you mean, who can count? There are only Taryag mitzvahs. There are only 613 mitzvahs, and not all of them have to do with soil. So how can Bilam say, Mimona, who can count them? Therefore, Rabbeinu Bechaye learns that it means who can count the schar, the reward that one will get from the mitzvahs that are done with the soil. It does not mean who can count the number of mitzvahs, but rather who can count the schar of these mitzvahs that are done ba'afar with the soil. Umispar es roiva Yisrael, according to this pshat, it means revioi sehem. Roiva means their matings. Who can know the number of their matings? Which means zera hayoitze min atash mishalohem. Who can know the number of offspring that will come out from their relations? Zok Rashi, Tomois Nafshi Mois Yisharim. Bilam said, Tomois Nafshi Mois Yisharim Shevohem. Let my soul die the death of the upright of them. I should die like one of the upright of Klal Yisrael. Chamishi. Vayomer Elov Bolok, and Bolok said to Bilam, Lechono Iti, come now with me El Mokim Acher, to another place. Asher Tirenu Misham, which we will see Klai Yisrael from there. Efes, however, Katseu Sireh, V'chulay Lai Sireh. We will go to a place that we will only see part of Klai Yisrael and not all of Klai Yisrael, because we already saw that when we saw the whole Klai Yisrael, the Klola was not able to take effect. Maybe now, where we only see part of Klai Yisrael, the Klola would be Chal. The Kavnoi Li Misham, and I am commanding you to curse for me from there, Klai Yisrael. Vayikocheu Sedei Tzoifim, and Balak took Bilam to a place called Sedei Tzoifim, the field of the lookouts. From there, the Shomer, the watchman, would stand on this high point and look if there was an army that was coming to attack. El Rosh HaPisga, to the top of the peak. And Rashi tells us the reason why Balak specifically chose this area was because, in certain ways, Balak was a greater Kosein, a greater sorcerer than Bilam. He saw certain things that even Bilam did not see. And he saw that in this place, a misfortune will happen to Klal Yisrael. He thought that the misfortune would be the Klala, that Bilam would curse Klal Yisrael in this place. However, he did not see correctly, because the misfortune that took place in this area was the death of Moshe, that took place al Rosh HaPisga, by the top of the peak. Vayivin Shiva Mizbechos, and Balak built 7 Mizbechos. Vayaal, and he brought up Por Va'ayel, a bull and a ram, Bamizbeach, on each one of the Mizbechos. The Ayin in the Netziv and also in the Meshech Chachma, who both point out that there were 3 times that Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael. Earlier in Perikov Gimel, Psukim Aleph and Beis, the second time over here, and the third time in Perikov Gimel, Pasuk Chav Tes. If you look at the first time and the third time, it says that Bilam told Balak to build the Mizbechos. However, over here, it just says, Vayiven Shiva Mizbechos, that Balak did it on his own. And also, we find the first time that Bilam and Balak brought the Karbonos together, as the Pasuk says, Vayal Balak uBilam Por Va'ayel Bamizbeach. However, over here, and also further on, it only says it B'Lashon Yachid. Like it says over here, Vayal Por Va'ayel Bamizbeach. It says it B'Lashon Yachid. Over here, it only means that Balak alone brought the Karbonos. So we have to know why earlier both of them brought it, and over here, and the third time, it was B'Lashon Yachid, only one of them brought the carbon. Vayomer el Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, Hisyatzev koi al olosecho, stand over here by your burnt offering, ve'onoichi ikara koi, and I will be happened upon by Hashem over here. Vayikra Hashem el Bilam, and Hashem happened to Bilam. Vayosam dovor b'thiv, and he placed something in his mouth. Rashi tells us that Hashem placed a hook in Bilam's mouth in order to drag him back to Balak. Bilam did not want to go to Balak, because he said, why should I go back to be mitzar him, to pain him, if you have no intention of cursing Klal Yisrael? And therefore, by Yosem Dover Befiv, Hashem placed a hook in his mouth and pulled him to go back to Balak. By Yomer, and he said, Shuvel Balak v'choy sedaber, return to Balak, and so you shall say. By Yovei Elov, and Bilam came to Balak, v'hine nitzav aloy losai, and behold, he was standing by his burnt offering, v'sore moyev itoy, with some of the Sari Mayav, some of the officers of Mayav with him. Earlier it said, Koil Sari Mayav. Here it says, only Sari Mayav, because some of them left when they saw that this wasn't working out the way they planned, and they figured there was no hope in cursing Klal Yisrael. Vayomer le Balak, and Balak said to Bilam, Ma Dibar Hashem, what did Hashem say to you now? And he was mocking Bilam, as if to say, you are not under your own authority. You do not have control over things. What did Hashem say to you who runs your life? Vayisa, and he raised his voice, Mishaloi, to say his mashal. Vayomar, and Bilam said, Kum Balak Ushma, get up on your feet, Balak, and hear, Ha'azina Odai, listen to my words, Benoit Tzipar, the son of Tzipar. Bilam told Balak to stand on his feet because he saw that Balak was mocking him. He therefore wanted to be Mitzara Balak. He wanted to cause pain to Balak, and therefore told him, you have no right to sit when I am being sent to you on a mission from Hashem. Loi ish keil, Hashem is not a person, v'chazef, who lies. Uven odom, and a human being, v'yisnechom, who changes his mind. Hahu amar v'lo yaseh, will Hashem say something and not do it? V'diber, and speak, v'lo yikimenu, and not keep his words? Hashem promised to give Klal Yisrael the land of Canaan, the land of Eretz Yisrael. How do you think that you will be able to kill them in the Midbar? Hashem has to keep his word. You, Balak, asked before, Ma Dibir Hashem, what did Hashem say? On that I am telling you, Hine Vorech Lakochti, behold, I have accepted from Hashem to bench Klal Yisrael, Uverech, and he has benched them, and I will not change that. He has not looked at a sin in Yaakov. And he has not seen an avera among Klal Yisrael. And Rashi quotes Targum, who learns that the subject of this pasuk is Bilam. I, Bilam, have not seen the avera of Avodah Zarah among Yaakov. And I, Bilam, have not seen the avera of robbery among Klal Yisrael. However, Rashi brings a second shot where the subject of the pasuk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bilam said, Lo yhibit oven b'Yaakov. Hashem does not look at the sins of Yaakov. He does not meticulously watch for their sins. He looks the other way. Veloy ro omol b'Yisrael, and he does not see the averis of Klal Yisrael. Hashem elokav imoy, even though they sin, Hashem their God is with them, usruas melech boy, with the friendship of a king, which means that he is shoyre his shechina, he rests his shechina on them, even though they sin. Yubalok said, Hine am yotza mi Mitzrayim, behold, a nation left Mitzrayim. They didn't leave by themselves. Kael maitziyah mi Mitzrayim. Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Kisoyafois re'em loy, with the strength of his heights. And Rashi brings down a second shot. Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Kisoyafois, with the flying re'em in the heights. Which means also a lotion of strength, because it takes tremendous strength to go against gravity and fly in the heights. So Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim with great strength, like the strength that it takes to fly in the heights. And a third pshat Rashi says is, Kael maitziyam b'Mitzrayim, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim, kisoyafois, with the strength, re'eim of the Shadim. And Bilam continues that Klal Yisrael is ro'oi for a bracha, they are fit for a bracha, ki lo nachash b'Yaakov, v'lo kesem b'Yisrael, because we do not find among Klal Yisrael people who do sorcery and people who do witchcraft. Ko'eis, there will be another time like this time, where Hashem will show his love for Klal Yisrael openly, just like he is showing them over here. Over here he showed his love openly because everybody saw that Bilam was not capable and not able to curse Klal Yisrael because Hashem loved Klal Yisrael. There will be another time in the future where Hashem's love will be displayed openly, when Klal Yisrael will learn directly from the mouth of Hashem and be closer to Hashem than the Malachim. So close that the Malachim will ask Klal Yisrael what Hashem is doing. Ko'es, there will be another time like this time that will display Hashem's love openly. Ye'omer li'Yakov li'Yisrael, when the Malachim will ask Klal Yisrael, Ma po'el keil, what is Hashem doing? Because Klal Yisrael will be closer to Hashem than the Malachim. And Rashi says a second pshat, Ki lo nachash b'Yakov v'lo kesem b'Yisrael, Klal Yisrael do not need witchcraft and sorcery to know the decrees of Hashem in Shemayim. Because Ko'es ye'omer li'Yakov li'Yisrael, whenever there is a need to tell Yaakov and Yisrael what the gzeris are in Shemayim, ma po'el keil, what Hashem is doing, they will always have the Nevi'im to tell them this information. Hen om kilavi yokum, behold, they are a nation that gets up like a young lion, v'cha'ari yisnasa, and like an adult lion, they raise themselves up. As Rashi explains, when they get up from their sleep in the morning, they strengthen themselves in order to grab mitzvos, to put on tzitzis, to lay krishma, and to put on tefillin. Lo yishkav, they do not lie down at night, ad yoichal, until they destroy teref, the mazikim that come up against them. How do they do that? By laying krishma she'al amita, which protects them. V'dam chalolam yishteh, and then the blood of the slain ones they will drink. Rashi quotes Targum, who says a second shot that this pasuk is referring to the capturing of Eretz Yisrael by Klal Yisrael. Hen om kilavi yokum v'chari yisnaso. They are a nation that are as strong as a lion. Lo yishkav, they will not rest. Ad yoichal teref, until they destroy their enemies. V'dam chalolam yishteh, and then the blood of their slain ones they will drink by settling in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says a third pshat to explain the end of the pasuk, that Moshe Rabbeinu will not die until he destroys Bilam and also the Malchei Midron, the kings of Midron. Lo yishkav, Moshe Rabbeinu will not die, ad yoichal teref, until he consumes his prey in the singular, referring to Bilam, v'dam chalolam yishteh, in the plural, the blood of the slain he will drink, referring to the Malchei Midron, who he will kill before his death. Vayomer Balak el Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, gam koiv loisi kovenu, neither should you curse them, gam borech loisi varachenu, nor should you bless them. Vayan Bilam vayomer el Balak, and Bilam answered and said to Balak, haloi dibarte lecho lemor, I have already told you, Kol Asher Yidaber Hashem Oseh Eseh, only what Hashem will speak, that I can do. V'ayin behemek davar, and also the Gra who are medayik, that sometimes we find the Lashon Asher Yidaber Oseh Eseh, that Bilam says, whatever Hashem says, I must do. And also we find earlier that Hashem says in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chof, that whatever I tell you, Bilam, Oseh Saseh, that you must do. A Lashon of Asiyah. However, in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Lamed Ches, and further on in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Bilam says, whatever Hashem says, I must speak. Oseh Adaber. Why does the Pasuk switch from Oseh Eseh, this I must do, to Oseh Adaber, this I must speak? Ayin in the Gra and the Netziv. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And Balak took Bilam to a new place, to Sedeit Saifim, and he said, V'kovnoili, Lashon Tzivoi, it is a command, Kilo Lehuli, curse them for me from there. And Rashi is highlighting the difference between the words V'kovnoili over here, which is a Lashon Tzivoi, a command, and the words V'kaboisoili, further on in Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Zayin, where over there it is not a Lashon Tzivoi, as we will see further. Zok Rashi, Balak took Bilam Sedeit Saifim to the field of the lookouts. Makom Gavaya Hoya, it was a high place. Shesham HaTzayfe Oymed Lishmar, over there the lookout stands to watch. Im Yovoi Chayel Aloir, if an army is coming to attack the city. Roch HaPiska, to the top of the peak. Bilam Lehoya Koisem Kibalak. In certain ways, Bilam was not a sorcerer like Balak. Balak, in certain ways, saw more than Bilam. Ra'a Balak, Balak saw Sha'asida Pirta Lihiparis B'Yisrael Misham, that from there a misfortune will break out in Klal Yisrael. Shesham Meis Moshe, the actual misfortune that happened over there was that Moshe died over there. Kosavar, but Balak thought, Shesham Tochel Aleim HaKlala, that from there the Klala will take effect. Vizuhi apirsa shani roye, and this is the misfortune that I see. He did not really know what the misfortune was. He just knew that something bad will happen to Klal Yisrael over there. So he thought that the Klala would be Chal over there, and that is the misfortune. However, the misfortune that he really did see was the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ikore koi, I will be happened upon over here, Me'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem. Ikore lashon espoil, Ikore is a language of espoil, which means I will be happened upon. Not I will happen upon somebody else, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu will happen upon me. Ikara, I will be happened upon over here from Hashem. Zok Rashi, Vayosam Dava Befiv, and Hashem placed something in Bilam's mouth. Umahi Asima Hazois, what did he place in Bilam's mouth? And secondly, Umah Choser HaMikra, what would have the Pasuk been missing, Be'omroi, if it would have said, Shuvel Balak V'choy Sedaber, just the words, Shuvel Balak, return to Balak, V'choy Sedaber, and this is what you should say. Elo, rather, Kishahoya Shemeya She'ena Nirsha L'Kalil, when Bilam heard that he was not allowed to curse Klal Yisrael, Omar, he said, Ma'ani Choyzer Eitzel Balak L'Tzaroi, why should I return to Balak to cause him pain and tell him that I cannot curse Klal Yisrael? V'nosan LeHakadosh Baruch Hu Resen V'chaka B'piv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed a bridle and a hook into Bilam's mouth. Ke'odom ha'poikis behema, like a person who pierces the mouth of a behema b'chako with a hook, le'holicho el asher yitzeh, in order to lead and pull the animal wherever he wants. So too, he put this hook in Bilam's mouth in order to pull him back to Balak. Omale, Hashem said, al karchacho, against your will, toshuv el Balak, you have to return to Balak. And the Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi wait until this pasuk, the second time it says Vayosam Hashem Dover Befi Bilam, and does not say this pshat in Perik Chav Gimel Pasuk Hey, the first time when the pasuk says Vayosam Hashem Dover Befi Bilam? And the Be'er Basodeh and others answer that over here the diak in the pasuk was, since it says Vayikar Hashem El Bilam immediately next to the words Vayosam Dover Befiv, and that seems to be repetitious. Because once it says, Vayikar Hashem El Bilam, that Hashem happened and appeared to Bilam, obviously he said something to Bilam. So automatically, Vayosam Davar Befiv, he placed a nevuah in his mouth. And therefore, because of this repetition, Rashi tells us, Vayosam Hashem Davar Befi Bilam means that he placed a hook into his mouth to pull him back to Balak. However, in Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Hey, it does not say, Vayosam Hashem Davar Befi Bilam immediately next to the words, Vayikar Elikim El Bilam. But rather, in between Vayikar Elikim El Bilam, it says what Bilam said to Hashem, that he has built the seven Mizbechos. And therefore, since they are not placed right next to each other, it is not considered repetitious for the Pasuk to say, Vayosam Hashem Dovar Befi Bilam. Because the Pasuk interrupts between Vayikar Elikim El Bilam, that Hashem appeared to Bilam, and Vayosam Hashem Dovar Befi Bilam. And since it is not considered repetitious, Rashi did not say his pshat over there, but rather waited until our Pasuk. There is a beautiful Vilna Gaon that should be mentioned at this point. The Vilna Gaon asks on this Rashi, why does Rashi say that he put a resen v'chaka, two things, a bridle and a hook, into his mouth? What is the difference between the resen and the chaka? And secondly, he asks, earlier, when Bilam was talking to the Avde Balak in Perik Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches, he said that I cannot transgress the word of Hashem, la'asois kitana o gedoyla, to do something small or something big. Isn't it obvious if he cannot do something small, he cannot do something big? So why does he say, la says kitana o gedoyla? Once he says kitana, obviously he cannot do gedoyla. And the Vilna Gaon explains that the various names of Hashem represent different attributes that Hashem shows to the Jewish people. The four-letter name of Hashem, Yudke Vovke, expresses Hashem's mercy. His name Elohim expresses his severity in judgment, his Midas Hadin. The name Kael is a sign of kindness. Like the Pasuk says, Chesed Kael Kol Hayoim. The kindness of Hashem is all day long. And the two-letter name, Koh Yudke, which is the first two letters of Yudke Vavke, when it is used as a separate name, Koh, it expresses Hashem's Gevurah and Hashem's severity. And therefore, when Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, he wanted to mention the names of Hashem that will cause Hashem to judge Klal Yisrael and be severe with Klal Yisrael. He wanted to use the name Elohim and the name Ka. And the Vilna Gaon explains further that although the Chako and the Resen, the bridle and the hook, both pull the animal, however, one of them pulls the animal by keeping the animal's mouth closed, and the other one pulls the animal by pulling its tongue out, by pulling the animal by its tongue. When Bilam attempted to pronounce the name Elohim, which is the Midas Hadin, the bridle closed his mouth and cut him short, allowing him only to say the first two letters, Kael, which is the name of Hashem, which represents kindness. And further, when he wanted to say only the first two letters, Yud Kei, of the four-letter name, the hook pulled his tongue out, and he was forced to say Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is also the name of Hashem, which represents kindness. And therefore, now we can understand what Bilam told the Avdei Balak when he said, Le'ucha lasos ketana o gedolo. Bilam was saying that he is not in control of his mouth. Le'ucha lasos ketana. I cannot say ketana, the name Ka, because whenever I say Ka, Hashem stretches it out to Yudke Vavke. And I cannot say gedolo. I cannot say Elikim, the long name, because whenever I want to say Elikim, Hashem cuts me short and causes me to say Kael, which is the name of Hashem, which represents kindness. And the Vilna Gaon continues that this is the pshat in the pasuk earlier, Mo'ekoiv lo'kaboy Kael, u'mo'ezoim lo'zoam Hashem. Mo'ekoiv, how can I curse Klal Yisrael? Lo'kaboy Kael, I can't curse them with the name Kael. Hashem only allows me to say Kael and not Elikim. U'mo'ezoim, how can I be angry at them? Lo'zoam Hashem, I cannot invoke Hashem's anger with the name Hashem, Yudke Vavke. He does not allow me to say the first two letters of that name, the name of Ka. Zok Rashi, v'sorei moyev itoy, and the sorei moyev were with Balak, ulamalahu oimer v'chol sorei moyev. Before it said that all of the sorei moyev were standing there with Balak. And over here it only says sorei moyev, it does not say kol. Kivan shero she'im b'tikva, once the officers of moyev saw that there was no hope in cursing Klal Yisrael, holchu lohem miksasam, some of them left. V'lenisharu el miksasam, and only some of them remained. That's why over here it does not say v'chol sorei moyev, only sorei moyev. Ma dibar Hashem? Balak said, what did Hashem say? Tzichoy kuzeh, he was mocking Bilam. Kiloimar, as if to say to him, Eincho birushuscha, you are not under your own authority. So Bilam said to Balak, kum Balak, get up Balak. Kivin shera'o mitzachik boy, since Bilam saw that Balak was mocking him, nischavin letzaroi, he intended to cause him pain. And he said to him, amoid al raglecho, Balak, stand on your feet. Eincho rishoi leishev, you have no permission to sit. Vanishiluach elecho bishlichusei shalmokoim, when I am sent to you on a mission from Hashem. Benoit Tzipor, Lashon Mikruhu, it is the Lashon of the Pasuk to say an extra Vav. Instead of Ben Tzipor, it says Benoit Tzipor. And so too, Kamayin Tehillim, Chaisa Yo'ar instead of Chayas Yo'ar, Chaisoy Oret instead of Chayas Oret, and also Lemaynoy Moyim instead of Lemaayan Moyim. Zok Rashi Loy Ish Kael, Kvar Nishba Lahem Lahavim Ularisham Eret Shiva Umois. Hashem has already swore to them to bring them and cause them to inherit the land of the seven nations. And you think that you will kill them in the midbar? Hashem does not lie. Hashem keeps his word. It's a question. Does Hashem say something and he does not keep it? And Targum says on the words Uven Odom v'yisnechom that Hashem is not a person v'yisnechom. Targum says Taivin umismalchin. Hashem is not a person who is Taivin umismalchin. He is not like a person who goes back and reconsiders to retract what he just did. Hine baruch lakachti, ata shoyalni ma diber Hashem, you asked me what did Hashem say, kibalti memenu, I have accepted from Hashem, levorechoysam, to bench them. Uveirech, and he has benched them, veloy ashivenu, and I cannot change that. Uberechoysam, he benched them, Hashem benched them, vani loy oshev es birchosoy, and I will not change his bracha. Zakrashi uveirech, Kimoy uvirech. Uvirech is like uvirech, which means he has benched them. V'cheinu gizeres reish, and so is the rule of the reish. What Rashi means by that is that the pasuk should have said uvirech with a chirik under the vase, and the reish should have gotten a dogish, a dot in the reish. However, the reish is not a letter that receives a dogish, so therefore it does not say uvirech, but rather instead of putting the dogish in the reish, it puts a tsere under the vase, and uvirech becomes uverech. And so too we find by the pasuk oyev cheref, the word cheref is like the word kemoy chiref. V'chein ubaitzea beirech nietz Hashem, ubaitzea beirech is like the word birech. And Rashi goes on to explain this pasuk. Hamahalel umevorech es hagoizel, if a person blesses and praises the robber, va'omer, and he says, al tira, don't fear, ki lo sanish, you will not be punished, shalom yilecha, peace will be to you, Margis hu lahakodesh baruch hu, he is angering Hashem. Ubaitzea beirech, the one who blesses the baitzea, the robber, nietz Hashem, is angering Hashem. Zakrashi, until now we have stated that uveirech means a verb, he has blessed them. The ein loymar, do not say beirech shein davar, that beirech is a noun, and it does not mean he has blessed them, but rather a noun, and it means, and there will be blessing. Sheim kain, if that was the case, hoyanokit pasach katan. Under the reish, there would be a segol, vitamoy lemalo, and the accent of the word would be on the first syllable. And the word would have been pronounced uveirech, with the accent on the vase and a segol under the reish. Avalafishuhu loshen piel, but now that we are saying that it is a verb, it means he has blessed them, hunokit kometz katan. Under the reish, there is a tsere, vitamoy lemato, and the accent is on the last syllable on the reish. The word is pronounced uveirech, with the accent on the reish, and a tsere under the reish. Zakrashi lohibit oven, kitagumai. We can explain the pasuk according to Targum, and the subject of the pasuk is Bilam. Bilam said, I have not seen among Klal Yisrael the avera of Avodah Zarah, and I have not seen among them the avera of robbery. Davar achar, another pshat, achorei pshutei hu nidrash medrash no. According to the simple pshat, we can explain it with a beautiful medrash. Lohibit hakodesh baruch hu. First of all, the subject of the pasuk is Hashem. Hashem does not look at Oven b'Yakov, the averus of Yaakov. Sheke shehein oven al devarov, when they violate his words, enoi medaktik achareim lisboinen ba'avoniyo shalahem. He is not meticulous after them to look into their sins. Uva amolon shehem oivrim al dosoi, and their averus when they violate his law. So Rashi omol, the word omol means an avera, loshen avera. K'may hara omol, he conceived omol a sin. And so too the pasuk says, Ki ata omol vokas tabit. You see the averos and the kas, the anger. And the reason why an avera is called omol, lefi shuha avera hi omol lefnei amokoyim, because an avera is considered toil and hard work before Hashem. It is unnecessary hard work before Hashem when somebody does an avera. Zok Rashi, Hashem elekov imoy, afilu machisin umarmim lefonov, even if they anger and rebel against him, enoi zoz mitoichon, he still does not remove himself from among them. Usruas melech boy, with the friendship of a king, loshen chiba v'reos, usruas is a loshen of dearness and friendship. Kumoi, rei, David, it means oyev David, David's friend. Vayitna lemereyu, he gave her to his friend. V'chein targum onkelis, and so does onkelis explain, u'shechinas malkehoin beinehon, and the shechina of their king is among them. Which means, although they do averis, Hashem is still shoyre, he is still resting his shechina among them. Zog Rashi, keil moitzia mimitzrayim. Ato amarto, you said, hine am yotza mimitzrayim. Behold, a nation came out of Mitzrayim. Lo yotza me'atzmoy, they did not go out of Mitzrayim by themselves. Elo helikim hoitziom, Hashem took them out. Kisoyafois re'im, with the strength of the heights. Kitoykev ro'im v'goy v'shaloi, with the strength of his heights. V'chein, and so it says in the Pasuk, v'chesef toyafois, and the money of strength. Loshen mo'usu, toyafois is a loshen of strength. V'oimar ani, and I can say another pshat, shehu loshen v'oif yo'ifev. Soyafois does not mean the strength, but rather it comes from the word va'oif yo'ifev, a bird that flies. And the Pasuk is saying, Hama'oifev b'roim v'goiva, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim with great strength, like the great strength of those that fly in the heights. V'toikev ravhuzeh, this is a tremendous strength, because they are going against gravity. So too, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim with such great strength. Ketoyafois re'im, afifas goiva, the flying in the heights. So we have two pshatim so far. Either kisayafois re'im means like the strength of his heights, or it means kisayafois like the flying re'im in the heights. Davar acher, Rashi says the third pshat, toyafois re'im, toykef re'imim, with the strength of the re'imim. V'amru rabbi seinu elu hashedim, and our chachom say that the re'imim are the shedim. He took them out of Mitzrayim with the strength of the shedim. Zok Rashi, kilo nachash b'Yakov, ki ru'uyim heim lebrocha, they are fit for blessing. She'ein bohem menachashim bekoismim, because they do not have among them people who do witchcraft and sorcery. Ko'es yomel Yaakov, oid osed liyos es, in the future there will be a time, ko'es hazois, similar to this time, asher tegalech yibosan le'en koil, where Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael will be obvious and revealed before everybody. She'ein yoshvim lefonov, because they will sit before Hashem, v'loimdim Torah mipiv, and they will learn Torah from Hashem's mouth. U'mechitzason lifnim mimalachi hashores, and their area will be closer than the malachim. V'heim yishal lohem, and the malachim will ask Klal Yisrael, ma poel keil, what is Hashem doing? V'zehu shenemar, and this is what the pasuk means, v'hoyo einecho rois esmarecho, and your eyes will see your teacher. You yourself will learn from Hashem and see Hashem. Davar acher, another pshat, Yeyomer liYaakov einu loshen osid, it is not in the future, elo loshen hove, but rather in the present. Because according to the first pshat, Ko'es was talking in the future. Ko'es, there will be a time in the future, Yeyomer liYaakov liYisrael ma'pol keil, where the malachim will ask Klal Yisrael what Hashem is doing. However, according to this pshat, Ko'es is in the present. Einam tzrichim lemenachesh v'koisein, they do not need sorcery and witchcraft. Because at any time when it is necessary for Klal Yisrael to know what Hashem is doing, and what his decrees are above, they do not do witchcraft and magic. It is told to them through their neviim what the decree of Hashem is. Or the Urim V'tumim will tell them. So the Pasuk is not talking in the future, but rather in the present. Ko'es yeyomel Yaakov l'Yisrael ma'poel keil, whenever there is a need for Klal Yisrael to know what Hashem's decrees are, ba'moro mishamayim, they have the Nevi'im to tell them. The Ukulis like Tirgem Kain, and Ukulis says a different pshat. Zok Rashi hen om kelovi yokum, kishehen oimdim mishinosim shachris, when they get up from their sleep in the morning, he misgabrim, they strengthen themselves, kelovi uchari, like a lion, lachtevis amitzvis, to grab mitzvahs, lilboy tzitzis, to wear tzitzis, likroy eshema, to lay in kriyashma, ulehoniach tfilin, and to put on tfilin. The ayin b'maskel David and other mefarshi Rashi who discuss why the order is tzitzis, kriyashma, and then tfilin, really the order should have been tzitzis, tefillin, and then kriyashma. Zok Rashi, lo yishka balaylo al mitosoy, they do not lie down at night on their bed, achu oichel umechabel kol mazik habolo tarfoy, until they destroy every mazik who comes to destroy them. Ketzad, how do they do that? Kare eshema al mitosoy, they lay in kriyashma al hamito, umafkid ruchoy, and they entrust their spirits, biyad hamokoyim, in the hand of Hashem. Bo machane v'gayis lazikom, if a camp or an army comes to be mazik them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomrom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches them, v'nilcham milchoy moysom, and fights their wars for them, umapilom chalolim, and causes them to fall slain. Davar Acher, Rashi brings down a second pshat. Hein am kelavi yokum kitagumai. The pshat is like Targum says that the pasuk is referring to that Klal Yisrael is strong like a lion to capture Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi brings down a third pshat. V'dam chalolam yishte nisnabe. Bilam prophesies she'im Moshe meis, that Moshe will not die achi yapil malche midjon chalolim, until he kills the kings of Midjan. V'yaharo hu imohem, and Bilam will also be killed with them. Shenema, like the pasuk says, Vez Bilam ben Ba'or ha-koisem, and Bilam ben Ba'or, the one who was the koisem, the sorcerer, Hargu b'nei Yisrael bechorav el chalalehem. Klal Yisrael killed him with a sword together with the other slain ones. So the pasuk is saying, Lo yishkav, Moshe will not die ad yoichal teref, until he destroys Bilam, the dam chalalam yishte, and until he destroys the Malchei Midjan. So Grashi gam koiv loisi kovenu, gam rishon moisev al gam sheni, v'gam sheni al gam rishon. Gam usually means an addition. Over here, each one is an addition to the other one. The pasuk means to say, you should not curse them, and gam also not bench them. You should not bench them and also not curse them. V'chein, and so the pasuk says, gam li, gam lecha, lo yiyeh. So we see two gams, v'chein, gam bochor, gam besula. So to over here, gam koiv loisi kovenu, gam borech loisi varachenu.